Chapter 3. Jodel Speaks. Time after time, I heard people say that work in places like the dishroom was menial, and that the people were incapable of being motivated. Strict oversight was the recipe for performance. As the son of a construction worker, who began life among people like those in the dishroom, I knew this was pure, unadulterated bunk. Everyone wants to be proud of the work they do. My grandfather always said, whatever you do, whether you are the garbage man or the president, work hard and be the very best you can possibly be. It was clear to me that my job as a leader was not to instruct, but to help these people who were defeated by unforgiving conditions. As I tried to figure out what on earth to do, I could not escape the mental picture of piles of cutlery in the trash and the thought of what the rather disagreeable man from Eastern Airlines might have done if he had happened upon that sight. The inescapable fact was that, as crazy as it seems now, flights would be delayed for lack of adequate catering if enough clean cutlery wasn't available on time. So in a strange way, the smooth functioning of the airline all came down to the dishroom, but more importantly, the people in blue uniforms who toiled there. Jodel was a supervisor who managed 50 or so people who assembled the little entrees for their destination entrees to the scores of flights we catered. Diligently, workers assembled row upon row of the customary chicken, peas, and potatoes by the thousands under Jodel's watchful eye. She was old enough to be my grandmother, and it was abundantly clear to everyone, including the toughest of men, that she was in charge. I liked her the moment I met her, even though she scared me to death. Jodel was a wise woman who regularly dispensed advice in an exquisite southern accent. She took me aside. "Kevin, now, don't take this the wrong way, but you and I both know you don't know your butt from your elbow," but subtly pointing to the people beavering away at the little aluminum dishes, "they believe in you. It's because they know you and you've shown you care about them. Just tell them you're on their side, and you know they can solve it. Keep giving them your encouragement, but for goodness sake, don't meddle. You'll mess it up for sure. They'll solve it for you. Not because they've been told, not for Marriott, or for that nasty man from Eastern. They want to solve it for you." Flushed by her description of my management prowess, I knew she was right.